Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. On Saturday, a farm accident sent one man to the hospital. Rice County deputies responded to the 17,000 block of LeSueur Avenue in Shieldsville Township. 31-year-old Jason Merrick of Owatonna was caught in a running power takeoff while he was unloading grain. When first responders arrived, they found Merrick lying on the ground with his jacket tangled in the PTO. He was transported by helicopter to a trauma hospital. Sergeant Mullenmeister reports he's in serious but stable condition. The sheriff's office was assisted by Kilkenny Fire and Rescue, Montgomery Ambulance, and North Memorial Air Care. On Nerstrand's ballot will be a fire hall. Mayor Tony Vizzoli said the bonding is for $200,000. It was questioned by some residents who felt that those dollars should go to infrastructure, specifically
the water system and the water mains and those needing updates, and I know that has been a contention from some of the residents.
Vizzoli said he thought it was a good idea to get the fire department to the voters. Should it pass, the new proposed 6,000-square-foot building would be at the corner of Cherry Street and First, on land donated by Doug Gilbertson. Vizzoli said that would allow the owner of Nerstrand Meats to expand their business and buy the building the fire department would move out of.
And she's offered to buy it for the appraised value.
The Nerstrand Fire Department has 7 trucks and 19 firefighters. They cover Denison and surrounding townships. Vizzoli is not running for re-election. Jared Alvarez and Brian Bossman are vying for that seat. As for council, the 4 positions open are running unopposed. Newly hired NAFRS program coordinator Sean Simonson presented his roadmap to the Joint Powers Board last week. Vice Chair Glenn Castor commented that Simonson, a captain on the fire department, has a year to get the administrative needs into alignment.
He's also an employee of the city of Northfield, so he's familiar with how a city works and what's required and so forth. That's why we were happy to get him, that he applied for this position.
Castor said one of the reasons they opened the position,
for example, the state has a database that they use, many fire departments use. We don't happen to use it. I think if we did, our administrative functions would be somewhat more efficient. So it keeps track of fire calls, training records, personnel issues, and so forth. And
one of Simonson's tasks is to get NAFRS signed up to the free service. Administrative duties were one of the main issues when former Administrator Tim Madigan chose to combine the police and fire departments under one head. That's when the fire department worked to become a joint powers and be a separate entity. And the Arts and Culture Commission, in partnership with 50 North, invites Northfielders to submit nominations for the 2019 Northfield Living Treasure Award. The annual award honors an individual who's made significant contributions to Northfield in, through, or on behalf of the arts and culture. The deadline for submissions is 5 p.m. November 23rd. Nomination forms can be picked up and completed forms dropped off at the Northfield Public Library and 50 North. There are no funeral notices. News from around the state is next.